Empress Dowager Cixi, the concubine who launched modern China. Written by Zhong Chang and read by Pixan Lim. Emperor Dao Guang had 9 sons from different consorts, but only the 4th and the 6th were of the right age and were qualified to be candidates. The 6th son was emphatically ruled out by the emperor, who exceptionally conferred on him the title Qin Wang, the highest of all princes. Charming and popular in the court, the 6th son was not viscerally anti-foreign like his half-brother, the designated heir. Their father was worried that he could be pliable in the face of foreign demands and would allow the door of China to be pushed open still wider. The father knew his sons well. In the future, they behaved exactly as he had anticipated. The emperor-to-be, Cixi's future husband, was 8 when the Opium War broke out, and he saw in the ensuing years how it had broken his father, leaving him tormented. When he succeeded to the throne in 1850, one of his first acts was to write a long edict condemning Qi Ying, the conciliatory imperial commissioner who had signed the Treaty of Nanjing and had persuaded his father to lift the ban on Christian missions. In the edict, Emperor Xianfeng denounced Qi Ying for always caving in to foreigners at the cost of the country, extreme incompetence, and having not a shred of conscience. Qi Ying was demoted and was later ordered to commit suicide. Once, the emperor was told that the roof of a church in Shanghai had collapsed in a thunderstorm and the big wooden cross bearing the figure of Christ had been destroyed. He saw this as heaven doing the job that he ought to be doing and wrote on the report, "I am so awed and moved and feel all the more ashamed." His loathing of Christianity and Westerners was made yet more intense by the fact that the Taiping rebels who were rocking his throne claimed to believe in Christianity, and their leader, Hong Xiuquan, declared that he was the younger brother of Jesus Christ. Empress Xianfeng would fight tooth and nail every inch of the way to keep Westerners out of China.